Hello, we have cards for August 5th and 6th. It is August 5th, 2022. There's something today happening, I think, cosmically, and I don't know what it is. I'll have to go look it up. We have three cards, the Eight of Swords reversed, the Three of Cups reversed, and the Nine of Swords. The company you keep. This sounds rather preachy, like a finger wag, but the partygoers on the Three of Cups today in the reverse and in the center is far from a happy occasion for someone, no matter what it looks like on its face, or their faces. There is enough paranoia in these cards without any help from me, so we'll see what else could be keeping you up at night. The Nine of Swords, Libra Mars in Gemini, Aquarius, is not sleeping very well, or at all. In the upcoming position, we may have some rough nights. We see the poor human sitting upright in bed, having just been jarred awake by some nightmare, or he or she simply can't get to sleep, too much on the mind. The suit of swords being of air, the mental suit. Things said or even being worried about what may be being said are all turning into a massive, angry, hissing dragon floating above the bed, as is illustrated on the After Tarot. I was wondering recently if the After Tarot wasn't too presumptive, or presumptuous, or presuming. On the Nine of Swords, our insomniac, dressed as usual in a serene white nightgown, sits up in bed and threatens the dragon with a sword of his own, the Ace, logic and reason. It's the perfect interpretation for this spread. The dragon is, after all, imaginary. The cards show us what the outcome may be after the scene of the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith-Coleman cards. Some are not so positive and some are. In this card, the sleeper simply wakes up and approaches whatever it is keeping him up logically. If the reversed partygoers on the Three of Cups aren't talking about you, they have nothing else to talk about. Family, frenemies, whatever. There may be an event or a group situation that causes you way too much stress to be worth it. This could be a meeting or occasion you dread that you feel you can't get out of if we were to consider the Eight of Swords reversed as doubling down the energy of the card upright. Or we can be free from the self-made prison of the Circle of Swords, which don't exist anyway. Or they might. This is the Jail card, but rarely means literal jail. We can feel, though, limited by obligations of our own making. Hopefully this isn't feeling powerless and being up at night with worries about feeding your family, because that sucks. Somebody may just get drunk and bring up something hurtful from the past. You may have your party face on, but you'll let it get to you later. Then again, the swords are the swords of truth, which hurts. The Three of Cups is known as the Lord of Abundance and has everything to do with food, wine, dancing, eating out, and a good time for all. In the reverse, overindulgence in any of the above may be causing you physical symptoms that wake you up or keep you up at night. The Minor Arcana may suggest something that you're eating or drinking, especially before bed, may not be helping. The reversed Eight of Swords can be breathing or lung problems. Any physical symptom that would be waking you up at night, of course, for educational purposes only, should be checked by a doctor. But there is an interpretation I can appreciate. The threes in the tarot are about creativity, and you may have so many ideas in your head that you may not be able to organize or even feel like you can contain them all. Keep a pad and pen by the bed, not the iPhone voice memo. Too close, you'll get a tumor in your head. As a matter of fact, the constant chatter of devices is what may be keeping you up, whether they're turned on or off. Feng Shui. Or the Eight of Swords, showing our human bound in ropes in the reverse, is freed, and this can also be interpreted as being free from the prison of the soul cage represented by the Circle of Swords, that is, the physical body. In which case, yes, there would be a sad occasion such as a funeral or service, and yes, one may be up having dreams about someone or simply grieving. Or, but what will people say if that's the way you think? You'll be in mental jail forever, or worse. The Three of Cups may be a bad crowd.